I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a voluminous collection of Chicago sports stories. You might even say it has broad shoulders. But first, the NHL season is underway, and hockey fans everywhere are basking in the icy glow of a promising and fulsome 82-game regular season. Here to preview the upcoming cornucopia overflowing with pucks is the LA Times' Helene Elliott. Helene, welcome back.
Thank you. And it's not just a full 82-game season. You've got an Olympic stuffed in there, too.
I know. It's just, you know, an embarrassment of riches for hockey fans. Before you predict which teams will excel and which will underachieve this year, let's discuss the rules changes for the 2013-14 season. We'll start with a new icing rule, which is hybrid icing. What is that supposed to accomplish?
It's supposed to enhance player safety and eliminate some of those chases in which players have gotten rammed into the boards and pretty seriously hurt in chasing the puck. Carolina's Joni Pitkänen is missing the entire season this year because he broke his heel in a horrible number of places. So the idea is that the linesmen will have discretion as to who is ahead in the race for the puck, the defensive player or the offensive player, at a certain point, and then when it gets to the dot in the faceoff circle. I think it will save a lot of shattered heels and sprained knees and some pretty bad situations that have happened.
The nets will be shallower this year, meaning there will be more room behind the net for players to operate, and goalie equipment will be streamlined. I'm quoting there. What do those changes mean?
The NHL was scared by seeing the number of goals scored per game go into a very noticeable decline the last few seasons. So this is a way of stimulating some goal production in that a lot of goalies are going to lose about 2 inches off their leg pads. And for some of them, that makes a significant difference. It opens up, and I know that you like to throw around hockey terms with your friends, so, you know, it makes the five hole bigger. You can just tell them that the intent of the rule is that it makes the five hole bigger.
When the last NHL regular season began, the question was which teams benefited most from the lockout. This year, the question is which teams benefit most from a full training camp. So what's the answer?
Good question. The Kings, I think, benefited in the sense that Daryl Sutter had his first training camp with the Kings, and that's true for a few coaches around the league. It's going to be a very hectic schedule. It's condensed because of the Olympics. The Rangers, New York Rangers, start with 9 straight road games because their arena in New York, Madison Square Garden, is being renovated. The Anaheim Ducks have a lot of trips very early. The Kings have a lot of trips very early. Realignment has created some interesting situations where it's helped a lot of teams and certainly gives Detroit less travel and Columbus less travel, but Florida and Tampa are going to probably have to do more travel than they were doing before realignment. So it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out through the course of the season.
Well, I wanted to get into the realignment. The divisions have been realigned. Teams now compete in the reshuffled Atlantic, Metropolitan, Central, and Pacific divisions. Do we see the loss of traditional rivalries, or do we successfully create new ones?
I see the loss of traditional names. I know they got rid of them a long time ago, but I mean, did anybody ever grow up saying, gee, I want to grow up and play in the Metropolitan Division someday? I mean, you know, a little imagination here, please.
You preferred the Patrick Division.
You know, at least there's some semblance of history to the name, yeah. The NHL got rid of all that years ago, and you know, I would have liked to see something like the Gordie Howe Division and Bobby Orr and Wayne Gretzky, but I know that Wayne Gretzky probably would not have approved of that. But, you know, I think the realignment makes sense geographically. Teams in the West, say like a Colorado, I suspect will improve quite a bit this season, but probably won't get near the playoffs because it's just so tough and the West is so stacked.
Pittsburgh, laden with talent, was swept in the conference finals in the spring. Is this a powerful motivation for the Penguins this season?
Yeah, except they start out on a little bit of a disadvantage here. They have some injuries, and their backup goaltender, Thomas Vokoun, has a very scary situation with blood clots and now has been put on blood thinners, which means he won't be playing hockey for probably 3 to 5 months or maybe even longer than that. The Blackhawks, if they were to win again, does that qualify them as a dynasty? You know, the Bruins have motivation for losing in the finals. So there are a lot of teams out there that have a lot of motivation to go after it this season. And another factor is going to be the Olympics and whether any team loses any players to injuries at the Olympics. That could be a big game changer in February and March.
Helene Elliott covers hockey and even some other non-frozen games for the LA Times. Thanks, Helene.
Thank you.
Oh, good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name. It's a good old hockey game.
Ladies and gentlemen, the second period.
Well, players, dash and